Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump has been briefed on a vehicle explosion this morning in downtown Nashville, which blew out windows and charred the street, knocking over a police officer on the scene. Local police have now been joined by the FBI and the ATF, and investigators say they believe the explosion was intentional. Nina Cardona from member station WPLN has the latest from Nashville. And Nina, we know the explosion was early this morning. What do we know about what happened and why were police officers there?
Well, police say that they received a call of shots fired around 5:30 this morning. So they went to the scene to check out what was going on with that. And when they were there on the street, they noticed a recreational vehicle that somehow looked suspicious. And looking around at it, we aren't sure exactly what it was that raised their suspicion, but they did call in the bomb squad because they were so concerned and went ahead and started evacuating the nearby buildings. And the bomb squad was en route when that RV exploded at 6:30 this morning.
Boy, if people saw the pictures, just a huge plume of black smoke and flames. Well, people, are wondering more about what happened. Here's Don Aaron from the Metro Nashville Police Department at a press conference this morning.
When the officers got to 2nd Avenue North on the shots fired call, this RV was parked there, and there were circumstances about the RV that caused the officers to request the bomb squad.
What, do we know any more about what those circumstances were? And do we know, Nina, if perhaps the police were lured to the area with the call of shots fired?
Well, of course, that is the question, because it sounds as if nothing turned up from that call of shots fired. Nothing seemed to actually back that up when they got to the scene.
Yeah. Do we know what the building was? He said 2nd Avenue North. Do we know? I mean, it's Christmas, so hopefully not
right.
A lot of people
around. Well, it's 2nd Avenue, that couple of blocks around there is a historic area. Imagine kind of brick buildings that are just a few stories tall. It's also a very touristy area. All of those businesses along there are things like clubs and bars and souvenir shops. This is the kind of place that on any weekend night and all through the year, even during the pandemic, you normally see incredible crowds of people teeming around. Not many people actually live in the area, so Christmas is the day when it is the emptiest and the quietest.
Yeah, so there's just so many unanswered questions. But meanwhile, talk more about this fiery scene this morning. That must have been shocking.
Oh, absolutely shocking to wake up to. And people were woken up miles away by the blast. We have been reminded that with our limestone bedrock here in Nashville, we feel blasts farther than you might in some other places. Huh. But people miles away were woken up, shooken out of their sleep and wondering what was going on, only to look outside and see plumes of smoke coming from downtown.
Now, we know we've mentioned all sorts of agencies are there. Is there a fear? I mean, are people, officials looking for other suspicious cars, whatever that suspicion was, fear that there may be more?
Well, they say that they have not seen indication to – there's no tips or anything like that, but they have sent bomb-sniffing dogs around downtown to check for more explosives just in case.
Oh, boy. Nina Cardona at WPLN in Nashville. Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you.